KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Two suspects linked to a notorious gang have been killed in a shootout in Inanda. The KZN SAP says residents tipped detectives off about their whereabouts. Early this morning, they cornered the suspects at a property in Ntlungwani Area 1. The provincial SAPS's Robert Netsyunda says the house occupants started shooting at the officers and they returned fire. A third suspect who did not engage with the police was arrested.
The suspects were found in possession of two firearms. A few days ago, police had received information from a law abiding residents of Inanda about the suspects who were believed to be responsible for house robberies and other crimes in the area, and police worked on the information. Preliminary investigations have thus far established links between the suspect and the Inanda West gang.
The Okahlamba municipality says it's tearing down informal structures in Bergville that it says are linked to crime and other problems. The Midlands municipality says there have been complaints about the illegally erected shacks around West and Sharp streets. Municipal manager Nkosi Ngipile Malinga says the settlement has become a hotspot for criminal activity, including drug trafficking and prostitution.
For a number of years, people are being killed in the taxi rank, housebreaking in town, and all those things. These shacks are the source of all those criminal activity. People who are staying in these shacks, they do criminal activities in town and run away and hide in these illegal settlements or shacks.
He says the Department of Human Settlements has provided temporary housing for those who have had to relocate. More disruptive weather conditions are expected in most parts of the country. The Weather Service has issued an orange level 5 warning for Gauteng, Northwest and the northeastern parts of the Free State. Forecaster Dukelo Chiluane says heavy rainfall is expected to continue for the next few days.
We are expecting the rain to continue throughout today and tomorrow. However, from Thursday in the afternoon, start to see the rain easing off. Then Friday, we are mostly going to be going for a 30% chance. Then Saturday, we are in the clear. But just to be safe, we'll remain under 30% for Saturday and Sunday.
Meta says it will lay an undersea cable stretching across 5 continents to carry data. The cable will run for more than 50,000 kilometers between the US, South Africa, India, Brazil, and other regions. The Facebook and Instagram parent company says infrastructure will also be used for developing artificial intelligence. Digital giants have muscled in to the world of subsea cables, which have long been dominated by specialist companies in the US, France, Japan, and China. And Russian and U.S. officials have begun talks to end the war in Ukraine. It's the most high-profile meeting between the two countries since Moscow's invasion began nearly 3 years ago. Kyiv and other European countries haven't been invited. The top story, two suspected house robbers linked to the notorious West Gang have been killed in a shootout in Inanda. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Othniel Bartman returns for the Hollywood Bets Dolphins tomorrow when they take on Boland. The Champions Trophy gets underway this week. Pakistan take on New Zealand in Game 1. And Brandon Grace and Charles Schwartzel confirmed for next week's SA Open at the Durban Country Club.